Few places in America were as hard hit by the housing crisis as Detroit. In many of the city's neighborhoods, many would-be buyers still cannot get financing to purchase a home. At the heart of the problem are properties so dilapidated, banks won't lend on them because they require so much repair. But a new program in the city hopes to turn that around. The Detroit Mortgage Program is what it's called. It's a collaboration between five major banks, the state of Michigan, the Kresge Foundation, the Ford Foundation, and the Minneapolis-based Community Reinvestment Fund. Joining us to tell more about the Detroit Home Mortgage Program is the president and CEO of the Community Reinvestment Fund. On the phone with us, Mr. Frank Altman. Welcome to Current State, sir.
Good morning.
I touched on the heart of this problem in the introduction, but drill down just a little bit deeper for us and keep it simple if you can, because this gets a bit murky. Mortgage lenders aren't lending on properties that need work. Is that right? Why not?
Well, it's even a bigger problem than that. The problem is that in Detroit, there are so few mortgages every year. About 12% of all residential properties that were sold in the last year for which we have data were financed with mortgages. So most of the properties that are being sold for cash, or they're being sold with seller financing. So it's very hard when those properties are sold. They're generally sold in an unimproved state, and the recorded sales price that is used by appraisers in establishing home values in the neighborhoods are really low. And as a result, when a buyer goes to a bank, tries to get a mortgage, the bank says, we can lend up to 97.5% of the appraised value of the house. So if you buy a house for $15,000 and it needs $50,000 worth of repairs, the house, you're going to have to come up with $65,000. But the bank might make it an appraisal back that says the house is worth $40,000. So that appraisal gap between what it really cost to bring the house back to livability and what a bank can finance under normal mortgage regulations is the appraisal gap, and that's really what the Detroit Home Mortgage is addressing.
I'm struck by the number of cash transactions in the city of Detroit. 88% involve cash.
Yes.
Only 12% involve a mortgage lender. What's the typical breakdown in a healthy municipal real estate economy? What would those numbers
flipped.
Look like?
Completely.
Okay.
You'd find 85% of properties being financed with mortgages.
So we're seeing a lot of properties in Detroit that are worse than, I mean, we've all heard of fixer-uppers, right? But these properties are arguably a lot worse than fixer-uppers.
Well, I actually would say that there are move-in ready homes in Detroit that have already been repaired, that have been kept in good repair. They're in blocks with good houses on the block, and even those houses are hard to finance with conventional mortgages. So a house that needs repair becomes even more difficult. But it's a problem that goes across the housing stock in the city. And if you had a buyer, I think the mayor brought this up when we were launching the program 2 weeks ago. If you have a buyer who is creditworthy and can afford a $200,000 house in Detroit, that buyer will have a very hard time getting a mortgage, but can go across the border into another community and get a home. So the issue is this appraisal gap that is artificially depressing the appraised value of homes. And with the Detroit Home Mortgage concept, the program that we've launched in the last 2 weeks, the mortgage provides funding for that gap. So if somebody needs to borrow, let's just make it even, $100,000, and the bank can lend only $50,000, there'll be a second lien. The bank will also originate for the difference, and that second mortgage will be held by the Detroit Home Mortgage Fund.
And where does the mortgage fund's funding come from?
Well, you indicated at the beginning the fund is a combination of public and private dollars, mostly coming from the five banks that are participating in the program, but also the Kresge Foundation, which has made a $6 million guarantee to the fund. And I'm going to talk a little bit about how that guarantee is going to be used. And then a commitment of $6 million from the Michigan State Housing Development Authority for writing down the interest rate on the second mortgage. And the point of that is the faster you can retire principal, the faster you build up equity and have a house that is worth more than is owed on it. And that's one of the approaches that we're trying to take here with this product.
One of the features of the real estate landscape in Detroit that is broken is the whole notion of comps. And I've got a real estate agent in the family, so I know a little bit about the importance of comps. These are the prices that homes sell for in a neighborhood, and you use those comps, as they're called, to establish the value of nearby homes that are up for sale in the same neighborhood. You have too few comps in Detroit. Can you help us understand the importance of that?
Well, that's actually the heart of the problem. The too few comps, and most of the comps that we have are comps. These are comparable house sales prices. That's
right.
What comp stands for. Are houses that have been sold perhaps at auction from the land bank. They're being purchased by investors. They're trying to get buy low. They might be putting in improvements, but the recorded price is not the improved price. It's the price at the time of sale, and that's what appraisers have to look at when they're establishing comparable values. And that becomes that is the vicious cycle that the Detroit housing market is in right now. And we, with the Detroit Home Mortgage, we hope to break that cycle and begin to see comps rise as people buy homes that have been rehabbed, so they can put those rehab sales prices into the comp pool, and also just bring more mortgage dollars into the city. If you can imagine, prices are supply and demand. There's a lot of supply in housing in Detroit, but the demand is dampened because so many people who want to buy a house can't get a mortgage. So if we can begin to get mortgages going again in the city, we'll see, we hope, we expect over the next 3 years, we expect comps to rise, and that at some point, the conventional mortgage market will begin to operate again in the city. And we're hoping that will happen within the next 3 years.
Is a prospective buyer at an advantage if he or she can make repairs themselves on the homes that they're buying?
Well, the product actually provides for three approaches. One is what you just described, where a person, a family buys a home and wants to make the repairs after they purchased it.
Sweat equity.
But with a little bit of help, in the sense that the bank, part of the program is that the banks will monitor rehab, make sure that the rehab is being done correctly. And there will be construction managers as part of the program that are made available to the homeowners as they're doing the rehab. So banks have to make construction advances when people are doing rehab, and we want to make sure that the work is getting done and people are getting the quality that they need. So that's one approach. The second approach is we have enlisted a number of the nonprofit community development corporations in the city that do housing rehabilitation as part of their mission. And those organizations, I'll take Southwest Solutions as an example, will buy a house, rehab it. If there's a borrower who wants that house, they will rehab it to the borrower specifications. And then after it's been improved, the house will be sold to the new owner. And the higher comp price will then be recorded because now we're selling an improved house. It might still not be at the full level that we're looking for in this program, but it'll start moving those comps up. And then the third approach is people who rehab houses and simply put them on the market, and there's no buyer identified. But that is what's happening with a number of the folks who are investing in homes. So we expect that the mortgage will cover those appraisal gaps as well.
Have you run a program like this in other cities, or is this really a groundbreaking thing for you in Detroit?
Well, we were brought into the discussion at the Clinton Global Initiative last June when a group of banks and the mayor and representatives of the Ford Foundation and the White House came together and said, how can we solve this problem collectively? And we were brought in because we have run a similar program in Minneapolis and St. Paul, where we're headquartered, and we're currently working to set up a similar program in Milwaukee. But the Detroit program is unique in its scale and the fact that banks are cooperating together to offer one uniform product across all five banks that are involved. And the program has standardized features so that anybody who gets a Detroit home mortgage will get the rehab counseling that I talked about. They'll get homeowner counseling, and they'll understand specifically how this mortgage works, because when you put the two pieces together, initially somebody borrowing one of these loans is going to be borrowing more than the house is appraised for. And so we want to make sure that there's a clear understanding of that. Now, let me just mention one other thing about the uniqueness of this product.
Sure.
The Kresge Foundation's guarantee is going to be used for making people whole if they have a life event and must sell their house before the house appraisal price is greater than what's owed on the house. Mm. And so, let's say somebody has a health problem and has to sell, or a death in the family, a divorce, a job change that requires relocation to another city. Those life events will be it'll be possible with those, if those kinds of life events occur, for the mortgage difference to be forgiven after the house is sold,
like mortgage insurance.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it helps, I think, take away the risk that somebody might have, saying, "Do I really want to go into a home where I'm borrowing more than the appraised value?" And it's not going to happen for everybody. I mean, these are loans; they have to be paid back. But there is some safety protection for the borrower in the event of an unforeseen adverse situation.
We're talking about a new mortgage program for Detroit home buyers. It's designed to help bridge the gap between the cost of a property and its appraised value. Frank Altman is president and CEO of the Community Reinvestment Fund in Minneapolis. It's one of a number of partners involved in the Detroit home mortgage program. You've been up and running for a couple of weeks. What have you learned in a couple of weeks, Frank?
Well, we've had more than 1,000 inquiries on the website, which is DetroitHomeMortgage.org. We have a number of borrowers at the banks now that are working through the process. So we've got applications. It's going to take a while before people begin to start borrowing at the level that we're expecting. But we hope in the first sort of buying season that's coming up now, as the snow is melting and people are getting interested in looking at homes, that we'll do collectively at least 300 mortgages, and perhaps as many as 500. The goal for the program is 1,000 mortgages over 3 years. But we're really pushing to try to get these mortgages in place now and start building some momentum for the program.
It is a fascinating development, and we would love to keep an eye on it. We want to thank Frank Altman, President and CEO of the Community Reinvestment Fund. It's an organization that's working with a number of banks, foundations, and the state of Michigan to help home buyers in Detroit close the so-called appraisal gap. It's hoped more people will become homeowners and thereby bring more properties back onto the tax rolls. Mr. Altman, good luck to you. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you very much.